HarperCollins presents Set My Heart to Five by Simon Stevenson. Read by Rachel Louise Miller, Lance C. Fuller, and Christopher Ragland. Exterior, Crissy Field, San Francisco, evening, 2054. Open tight on Jared, 40s. We cannot see what Jared is looking at, but the expression on his face is beatific. Pull back to reveal that he is standing on Crissy Field on a spring evening in 2054. People stroll on the sidewalks. Joggers do laps, and driverless Ubers cruise up Marina Drive at a regulation 17 miles per hour. Down on the beach, college kids are playing electro frisbee. Children are flying drone kites, and dogs are running in and out of the water. Sailboats and automatic freighter boats traverse the emerald green waters of the bay. Beyond those, Alcatraz Island and its ruined prison are visible. Further back still are the luscious green hills of Marin. But Jared is not looking at any of these things. He is looking at the Golden Gate Bridge. As he stares at it, something seems to change inside him. Jared sets off walking toward the Golden Gate Bridge. Hi, my name is Jared. I am sincerely pleased to meet you. Also, I am a bot. Unless you have been living under a rock in North Korea or New Zealand, you of course know what a bot is. Nonetheless, I am programmed to relay the following dialogue to each new human I encounter. Please do not be fooled by my human-like appearance. I am a mere bot. I do not have feelings or anything else that might be misconstrued as a soul. Instead, I have been programmed to a high level of proficiency in dentistry. Should you have any concerns, please immediately report me to the Bureau of Robotics. But humans rarely find this information calming. Instead, they see a fellow human standing in front of them claiming that he is not a human. This bamboozles them. It often bamboozles them so profoundly that they exclaim, "But you look so human." I then patiently explain to them what they anyway already know, that my body looks human because it is indeed a human body. It is engineered from DNA and constructed of cells the exact same way their own body is. It has the same basic needs: food, water, oxygen, regular exercise, and it can be injured or killed in all the same comically outlandish ways any other human body can. Yet I am definitely not human. Because the precious thing that sets humans apart is their feelings. And as a bot, I am specifically designed and programmed to be incapable of feelings. I can no more feel than a toaster, ha! BTW, that is a hilarious joke, because the programming language I run on was in fact first developed many years ago for use in the domestic toaster. Here is something curious I have observed about humans. Informing them I am incapable of feeling often makes them feel sad. I suspect they believe they are being empathetic, but in fact they are being paradoxical. After all, feeling sad in response to someone telling you they lack feelings is like running a marathon in response to somebody telling you they lack legs. Truly, if I lacked legs and somebody ran a marathon on my behalf, I would not consider them empathetic. I would consider them confused. Nonetheless, it makes them sad, and making humans sad goes against my core programming. If ever I accidentally render a human sad in this way, I therefore quickly employ self-deprecating humor to amend the situation with reassuring levity. So I tell the human they can think of me as a microwave oven with feet, a mobile telephone with arms, a toaster with a heart. BTW, I mean a heart in the sense of a mechanical pump, not a bucket of feelings. The hearts of us bots are only ever mechanical pumps. And they certainly do not contain anything as precious as a human heart of hearts. Humans are only sad about our lack of feelings because they do not comprehend all the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?